Masechta Menachos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis until Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. The focus of this final perek of the Masechta is when somebody makes a vow to bring a korban, but either he doesn't specify in that vow all of the details, particularly regarding the amount that he's going to bring as that korban, or he does specify, but he forgets later on how much he specified in his vow. The first example of the Mishnah is where somebody vowed to bring mincha, a offering of flour, or minha mincha, a particular type of flour offering. Yovi Achas, he is obligated to bring one type of korban mincha, and as we learnt in the previous Mishnah, really was an argument in the previous Mishnah as to whether he can choose which type of flour offering to bring. Will it be one which is fried, or baked, or just as the flour form? Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would need to bring specifically a minchas soiles in its flour form. If he stated menochais, I am making a vow to bring flour offerings in the plural, or minha menochais, a type of flour offerings. So in both of these cases, Yovi Shtayim, he needs to bring two offerings of flour. But in the second case where he said, I'm going to bring one particular type of flour offerings, that means that he's going to bring both of them from the same type of korban mincha. So even according to the chachomim of the previous Mishnah, that in general one is able to choose which type of korban mincha to bring, if he didn't specify it at the time of his vow, in this case he would need to bring two of the same type. Next scenario of the Mishnah, Pirashti, if he says that I specified in my vow which type of korban mincha I'm going to bring, but I don't know, I cannot remember which type of korban mincha I specified. Yovi Chamishton, he needs to bring all five types of korban mincha, which one is able to bring voluntarily. Minchas Soiles, one which is bought as the flour, or Marcheshes, Machvas, two types of korban mincha which are fried in oil, or the Chalos or Akikin, which are baked and bought as loaves. Those are the five types which can be bought voluntarily. So in order to ensure that he has fulfilled his obligation, his vow, he needs to bring one of each of those carbonized mincha. Now what happens if he says, Pirashti mincha shel esreinim, I specified that I'm going to bring a carbon mincha of a number of esreinim. And I specified how many esreinim I'm going to bring of flour. V'eni yodeh ma'pirashti, but I don't know how many esreinim I specify that I'm going to bring. According to the first opinion of this Mishnah, Yovi Mincha Shal Shishma Esorain, he is obligated to bring a Korban Mincha of 60 Esorain of flour, because that is the maximum amount of flour which one can bring as part of a Korban Mincha, and really this was stated already in the previous Mishnah. Just this Mishnah is bringing it again in order to show that Rebbe argues, because Rebbe Omer Rebbe says that in this case, Yovi Menochi Shal Esorainim, you're going to have to bring many offerings of flour, each containing a different number of esreinim, me'echod v'ad shishim, from 1 all the way to 60. You need to bring a offering of flour containing 1 esrein, and as well as that, a korban mincha containing 2 esreinim of flour, and 3 esreinim, all the way until 60. Because in Rebbe's opinion, if you bring a korban mincha which contains more flour than you originally vowed to bring, then it is considered to be invalid. According to the first opinion in the Mishnah, you would bring the maximum-sized korban mincha and say that that which is extra, more than I vowed, should be considered a voluntary addition to the korban mincha. However, according to Rebbe, there's no such thing. A voluntary mincha can't be mixed together with an obligatory korban mincha, and therefore you would need to bring 60 different korbanos mincha, each one containing a different number of esreinim, in order to ensure that you definitely fulfilled your obligation. Mishnah Gimel, Harialai Eitzim, if somebody states that I am accepting upon myself to bring wood for the Mizbeach to use to burn for the fire on the Mizbeach, Lo Yifcheis B'Shnei Gizrin, he cannot give any less than 2 pieces of wood. He said Eitzim in the plural, so that includes at least 2 pieces of wood. And assumingly, the pieces of wood would be the size which was generally used on the Mizbeach. Levoina, if somebody vows to give frankincense to the Beis HaMikdash to be used within the service, and really he's offering it as a korban by itself. Instead from Pesukim, the one is able to bring Levoina by itself as a korban. What is the minimum amount? Leifcheis Mekoimetz, he cannot bring any less than a handful of frankincense, because that is the standard amount, as we're about to see in the Mishnah, which is brought when the Levoina is offered on the Mizbeach. As indeed the Mishnah continues to tell us, Chamisha Kamotzim Heim, there are 5 measurements of a koimetz, a handful, which we see regarding the Levona. Number one, Ha'omer Harelai Levona, one who says that I'm accepting upon myself to bring Levona as a carbon, Le'yifchais Mekoimetz, he cannot bring any less than a handful. This is the law which was just stated in the Mishnah. Number two, Hamisnadiv Mincha, one who brings a voluntary carbon mincha, an offering of flour, Yofi Imo Koimetz Levona, he must bring with it a handful of Levona, frankincense. Number three, Hamales HaKoimetz Bachutz, one who brings a Koimetz, a handful of Levona, frankincense, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Chayev, he is liable to the punishment of Kores for bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is only if he does at least a Koimetz, because that is the amount which is brought as a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash. So the equivalent amount of Levona is necessary to be liable to Kores for bringing it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the last two are really part of one, Ushnei Bozichin, the two spoonfuls which are placed on the shulchan together with the 12 loaves of bread, inside those spoons are levona. The question is, how much levona? The answer is, they require two kamotzim, meaning one koimetz in each spoon, and that is left on the shulchan for a week, like we saw earlier on, and the following Shabbos, it is burnt on the mizbeach. Mishnah Dalet, Harei Olai Zohar, if somebody states that I'm accepting upon myself to bring gold, to designate gold to the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking specifically about somebody who said he's going to give a gold coin to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Yivcheis Midinar Zohar, he cannot give any less than a golden dinar coin. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about a location where there are no less valuable gold coins which are used. Included in one's vow is always the minimum amount, which is certainly included in that which he said. So the minimum amount would be the smallest used gold coin, and that is the dinar zahav. What happens if he said, Kesef, I'm going to bring silver, a silver coin to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to donate that. Lo yifchais min dinar kesef, he cannot give any less than a dinar of silver. Once again, in a location where that is the smallest silver coin which is used. Nechoshes, if he says he's going to give copper, we understand that he doesn't just want to give a piece of copper, but he wants to give copper, which is a set value. What is that set value? He cannot give any less than a mo'ah of silver, just that he would give it in copper. The value of a mo'ah of kesef, which is a sixth of a silver dinar, he would give that, but in copper form. Now what happens if he made a vow to give gold or silver or copper? And once he made the vow, he says, Pirashti, I specified a particular amount of gold or silver or copper that I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. However, Ve'in Yodeh Ma Pirashti, I don't know what I specified. I can't remember how much gold or silver or copper I said I'm going to bring. The law is, in order to make sure that he certainly fulfills his vow, he needs to give gold or silver or copper until he's able to say that I didn't intend to bring this amount. So the minimum amount of gold that he would need to bring is enough that he's able to say that I certainly didn't intend to bring any more than this. Let's say he knows that he would never donate more than 10 golden dinar, but he doesn't know how many he did donate. So he would need to bring 10. He wouldn't need to bring any more because he knows he certainly didn't donate more than that. But it could be he would donate 10, and therefore he would be obligated to bring 10 golden dinar. Mishnah Hey, Harei Olai Yayin, if somebody says that I accept upon myself to bring wine to the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about somebody who accepts upon himself to bring a carbon of wine, voluntary nesochim that he's going to pour onto the Mizbeach as an offering of wine by itself, Le'yifches v'shloish alugim, he cannot give any less than a volume of 3 loig of wine, because that is the smallest amount of wine which we find in the Torah, which is specified regarding wine which accompanies karbonis. Lambs require 3 loaves of wine to accompany them, and when somebody does not specify how much wine he's going to bring, so he's only obligated to bring the smallest amount, and the smallest amount of wine which can be bought is the smallest amount which we find elsewhere specified in the Torah. Shemen, if somebody accepts upon himself to bring a offering of oil by itself, according to Rabbi Tarfain, who at the end of the previous perek holds that one is able to bring an offering of oil by itself, he cannot bring any less than a loig, a volume of a loig of oil. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, he can't bring any less than 3 loig of oil. The argument is where we learn from which oil do we compare it to, which is stated elsewhere in the Torah. And the Gemara explains the source for their opinions. Now what happens if somebody makes a vow to bring oil or wine, and he says, Pirashti, I specified the amount of oil or wine which I'm going to bring. But for any of them, I don't know, I cannot remember how much oil or wine I specified. He would need to bring the maximum amount of oil or wine which can be bought in one go as one korban, Yovikiyom Hamarube. He would need to bring like the amount of oil or wine which is bought on the day where the most oil or wine is bought for public korbanos. And like we saw in the previous perek, this is the first day of Sukkos, which falls on a Shabbos. That would be the maximum amount of oil and wine which is there to accompany the korbanos of that day. There are many, many different korbanos. 13 bulls, 14 lambs, amongst other korbanos bought on that day as public korbanos, korbanos musaf for the sake of everybody. So the combination of all of those korbanos and the oil or wine which accompanies them, in total it would be 140 loig of oil and 140 loig of wine. So that is the maximum amount which an individual is also able to bring as a korban of oil by itself or of wine by itself. And that is the amount that this person would need to bring, unless he knows himself that he would not have brought more than a particular amount. If, for example, he can't remember how much he specified, but he knows that he would never have donated more than 30 loig of oil, let's say. So in that case, he would not need to bring more than 30 loig of oil, but in a regular case where he has not got that insurance about himself, so then he would need to bring the maximum amount of oil or wine which can be bought by itself.